You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, When the Walls Fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you for episode 44, I think.
Something like that.
40-something. When we get to 50, we might make a big deal about it. This is Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How are you doing today?
Cold.
It's cold in the Lower Road Radio studios.
can we afford to turn the heat on?
No.
Seriously, I'm like, I've got like hoodie, you know, jeans, like long underwear on, and I'm shivering.
It's not in the budget.
That was my first thought. I'm sitting in my car this morning waiting on you to get here, which took forever, by the way.
Well, I was driving your daughter to school, so.
One does.
Okay.
And I stopped at a gas station. I bought a large coffee because it's cold this morning.
Sure.
And I bought a large Coke.
Yeah.
And I planned on sipping on the coffee throughout the show.
Yeah.
I waited so long in a cold car
that
I drank all my coffee.
Okay.
So my coffee's gone. I'm down to my Coke.
Yeah. And it's about 47 degrees in the Lower Road Radio studios would be my
guess. That'd be generous. Yeah, that'd be
and not to mention, so the new – last week we were in an undisclosed location.
Yes.
Recording.
Studio
B. This week, yeah, Studio B.
This is Studio A.
This is Studio A. But Studio A still has some construction to be done.
Yeah.
But there's enough that we can get in here. But we should say as we start that we are right by the road.
Well – there's a big glass window. I mean, we're not sitting on the road.
Four glass pane windows. Like, the whole wall is a window, and we are maybe 30 feet from a road.
Yeah, so occasionally you're going to hear a semi.
The cars you might kind of generally hear in the background, but the semis, like, we're just going to have to get quiet for those moments because it'll just completely overtake us. So,
that's why they say don't use air brakes, right? Or engine brakes, or what is that called?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like, you see the signs on the road, and, you know.
Oh, right.
Because we're really loud.
Yeah, and you don't want to do that in the city, I guess. We are in the heart of downtown Marion.
The heart of Ohio.
Marion's the heart of Ohio is the heart of America.
Yes.
Marion is the heart of Ohio.
That's right.
And the downtown Marion is the heart of Marion.
Yeah, so basically the heart of America.
Yeah, and America is the heart of the world.
So,
which in the world is the heart of the universe. This is it. So there are some vehicles. You know, I see a Marion City school bus driving by right now, things like that. So please excuse? Nope,
no.
Don't excuse it. Excuse the possible poor audio quality. We are doing our very best considering the budget. But now is a good time to mention, Mark Cuban, we know you listen to the show.
Yeah.
Why aren't you sponsoring the show? You can we'll advertise for whatever it is that you want us to advertise for.
Yeah.
I don't know all the things that you own, but we'll be happy to advertise for
you. Not just Mark Cuban, anybody.
Yeah, but I feel like it's going to be Mark Cuban. I really do.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
I'm sure that he listens to the show.
So. I think he ought to create just a podcast network and we can headline it.
Yes.
Yeah.
CubeCast.
The CubeCast.
I like it. Okay. CubeCast Network.
And Mark, give us a call.
Yeah. We've already, you know,
we've done the hard work.
Almost all of it, really.
Yeah.
You know, we just need the money. So, and then we can, you know, buy an actual studio.
Yes.
Not that this isn't an actual studio. I don't want to give people the wrong impression.
This
you know?
Is as official as it gets.
Yeah. But then we can maybe be, you know, in a better space.
Lower Road Radio, a CubeCast.
CubeCast. A CubeCast on the CubeCast
network.
A
CubeCast production.
Sure. I like it. CubeCast.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to do it, Mark.
That's right.
We'll advertise for you.
What's our phone number?
805-991-7623, 805-991-ROAD. Call us. Let us know. So, you're cold.
Yes.
Okay.
I keep on looking at my Coke over there. I want to drink it because I love the sugary goodness of Coca-Cola.
Sure.
But I'm so cold, I just think it would make me colder.
Right. Probably.
So, I might hold off.
I had that thought, and I forgot to. I was going to call you, and I was going to tell you to bring something warmer, maybe some gloves, you know, yes. a stocking cap.
I kind of wish you would have.
Yeah, but I completely forgot.
So. I'm glad I just brought my hoodie. Because you know, I almost went just t-shirt.
Cold weather is good for sound equipment. So,
yeah.
You know, maybe that's a good thing.
I guess.
I don't know. Well, there you go. So let's just get right into the podcast this week. So every week we pick, well, what we've been doing since the college football season has started is we've been picking anytime a ranked team is playing another ranked team, we always pick the winner, not the spread, but who we think is going to win.
Yes.
You've been doing very well.
Yes.
I've been doing fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm above 500. Yeah. I've stayed above 500 the whole time. You've been doing very well. Last week, you were 18-5, which was very good.
For the year combined.
For the year combined. Yeah. And last week, I was sitting at 13-10.
Okay.
Last week I went 2-0 and you went 0-2.
Yeah.
So I feel pretty good about that.
Well, there was a bunch of upsets last week.
Yeah.
And so
I had a good feeling that Washington was going to lose to USC.
Well, you said that. I went back and listened to the show.
Yeah.
Which I rarely do, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I was surprised.
And, you know, listening to the show, like, because, well, we should apologize for posting the show late last week.
Yes. That it got posted at least 3 days later than normally.
Almost 4 days.
Yeah, right.
And so by the time like the show released, the college football games have already been played.
Everything's already happened.
And so you either look like a genius or an idiot like after the fact, because you're listening to it after you've seen the game.
Oh, right.
It makes more sense if you listen to it before the game.
Sure.
Like, man, Washington, you know, this, but USC, and I just think they might, you know.
Right.
Well, after the fact, you look like a genius.
Well, it's because I am a genius.
But before, if you listen to it, you don't sound like a genius. You just sound like you're stretching. Like you're reaching for something. You're just trying to make.
Hindsight is 20/20. I was right. I picked the games right.
You know what would be fun to do 1 week is just like release a show late on a Sunday.
Yeah.
But record it Saturday night as though, and then just call all the upsets like we're doing it on a Thursday.
Why don't we do that?
Well, we just let it out. We shouldn't have. I should have waited and told you off the air.
This can all be edited. That is really kind of a genius idea. So Saturday night, we record our
Thursday podcast. And, our previous Thursday.
And then, like, release it Sunday.
Yeah, sometime. And say, hey, sorry we're late.
Every week we apologize.
There's a problem with the studio.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, but here's our breakdown. And then pick every single game.
Correctly.
Like, to the point.
Yes.
Like, you know, like.
Like, I really think Michigan might throw for 326 yards this week.
Wait a minute. 327. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
So let's do that.
Well, let's wait for a year. Because people forget about it.
That's
they won't,
true.
They won't
that's
remember.
True. People won't remember this. So around this time next year, if you're paying attention, when we just start railing off.
Like,
you know,
our predictions are spot on.
Like perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
You know, and you're like really wanting us to release it before the game so you can go to Vegas and put all, you know, because we're nailing it. But every week we apologize, like, oh, something else happened this week. You wouldn't believe it. I got a flat tire.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. But here you go. All right. Well, then we'll do that. All right. So last week I did pick, and I will say, you know, sometimes when we pick, we're like, okay, I'll just go with the other one.
Yeah.
You know, but last week I was pretty convinced about Washington, and I was pretty convinced that LSU would beat Arkansas. So I got both of those right. You got both of those wrong.
Yeah, the LSU-Arkansas was barely even a ranked game. Wasn't it like 24 versus 25 or something?
I think it was 24 versus 25. Yeah, it was 24-25.
Yeah, so, I mean, this team's hardly even.
But I had logic behind
it's
my
pick. It's a coin flip. None of it makes sense.
It wasn't a coin flip.
It is a
coin
flip.
It right.
Yeah, you got it right. You guessed tails never fails. You got it right.
Oh, my gosh. My logic, which I thought was pretty sound, was that the week before LSU had played Alabama. And, you know, that was good preparation for anybody that you would play.
So. Yes. My thought was it at Arkansas?
Yes.
Yeah, so I went with the home team.
Right.
Like, when in doubt, go with the home team.
When in doubt, go with the home team. That's – people have been saying that for years.
Yeah.
So you are 18-7. We're still
– pretty good.
Still beating me.
If I was in Vegas, 18-7,
and
I'd have lots of money.
Yeah. Well, yes. But we're not betting against the spread, so –
Don't belittle my record.
So you're 18-7. I am 15-10, gaining ground on you.
Yeah.
There's no reason to think that by the end of the year I won't have beaten you. So I am gaining ground on you. This week, I'm three games behind you. This week, there are three games.
Ooh, so you could catch up this week.
Potentially. I have a feeling we're not going to be different on every game, but you never know. So let's just get straight into it. Florida is ranked 23rd against LSU, who's ranked 16th. LSU, as we just mentioned, beat Arkansas last week. The week before, they had gotten beat pretty handily by Alabama. I don't have a good feel for Florida at all. I really don't have a good feel for LSU. So who you got?
I'll take LSU.
You got LSU?
They're at home.
Yeah.
Something weird happened when they fired Les Miles. I think that team has won a couple games. I don't think they should have.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe that fired the team up. Maybe the guy, I don't even know who the guy that took over.
Yeah.
Some interim coach or something. Right. But I think they'll have him fired up, ready to go.
An LSU home game is pretty tough. And I think Florida is getting back to being good again. Obviously, they're not where they were with Urban Meyer or Steve Spurrier, but I think they're on their way back, but I don't think they're there yet. So I have a hard time picking them to beat LSU at home. So we're not going to get the separation that we wanted this week because we're both picking that game the same. So next game, and this is, so it's Washington State, not the Huskies, but Washington State.
Which their mascot is the...
It's red. Their colors are red and white.
Yeah.
The Washington State, I cannot believe. I can't. Ryan Leaf played for Washington State. What is Washington State's mascot?
I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks...
How do we not know what Washington State's mascot is?
How you call yourself a professional sports podcaster?
Well, I don't know that I've ever...
Cougars. The Cougars.
The Cougars. That's right. It's the Cougars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Folsom Field.
Folsom Field.
That's where they play.
Classic Folsom Field.
No, Colorado plays at Folsom
Field. Oh, boy. all right. Speaking of Colorado, Colorado somehow is ranked 10th in the country.
Who knew?
Not me. We picked the ranked teams.
Like every week. Every week. We haven't picked Colorado yet.
So that means either Colorado went from not being ranked to being ranked 10.
Or they've played nobody.
More likely, which is that's the case, is that they played no one. You know, I mean, I could give you all sorts of statistics. I could look up
Colorado,
statistics.
Number 10. Who knew?
Wow, that's crazy.
I'm sure they did.
Does Cordell Stewart still play for Colorado?
Not in 20 years.
Okay. Eric Bieniemy? You don't remember Eric Bieniemy?
No.
Oh, he was a running back. He played, okay. I think, with Cordell Stewart.
Then I mean,
he played,
the name sounds familiar.
He played for the Bengals for a few years. Kind of a little war-gun-style running back.
Honestly, the only Colorado thing I can even think of is the Cordell Stewart Hail Mary.
Against Michigan.
It was against Michigan, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a big deal.
There was a good 30 for 30 on Colorado. Have you seen that one?
No.
About Bill, what's his name, who was the coach there for a long time?
Snyder?
No, Bill Snyder.
Oh, he's Kansas State. Bill, I know who you're talking about.
Wennington.
Bill Wennington is not right. Your center at 7'2", Bill Wennington.
Not Bill Wennington. I forget the guy's name. But anyway, it was mostly about the coach from Colorado. But when he got to Colorado, he had come from Michigan.
Okay.
And he had known that Michigan Ohio State was just like this huge rivalry,
right,
and that it drove a lot of their program.
Right.
So when he shows up at Colorado, and when he showed up at Colorado, they were nothing, nobodies. I mean, they were awful. And he's like, "Who's your rival? Like, who's the big rival that you guys like?" And they're like, "We don't have a rival, you know, like, because we don't beat anybody.
Right.
You know, there is no rivalry." He's like, "Well, our rival's going to be Nebraska." And so, like, from the beginning, like,
they just gunned for Nebraska.
And he just would talk smack about Nebraska, and he'd be like, "Yeah, we're coming to get you." And, you know, do you know what the N on the Nebraska helmet stands for?
Nerd.
Knowledge.
Oh.
Like, they came up with all these, like,
that's,
you know.
That's funny.
So they're just like, we make them our enemy,
yeah,
you know, so that way when we beat them, it's a big deal.
But they don't even play in the same conference.
Back then they did. They were both in the Big 12. That was like the 80s.
Oh, I didn't know. You didn't put a timestamp on it.
Well, anyway, and then Colorado ends up being very good, and it's just about the rise of Colorado, and then now this guy left. It's very good. It's called The Gospel According to something. Whatever the guy's name is. And it might not even be Bill.
Glaring review.
What?
I don't know.
Okay. So that was a long preface that had nothing to do with the game. The Cougars are playing.
You're just talking because you know nothing about these current
teams. I know
teams.
Nothing about – I'm going to take the home team is what I'm going to do.
Well,
Folsom Field.
I'll have Washington State.
Okay. What's your reasoning behind picking Washington State, Jason?
Well, their quarterback,
That'll be enough.
No, L. Falk, he's passed for 3,610 yards this year.
Is L his first initial?
It's his first initial.
You don't know his name.
Lamar?
Lawrence.
Larry.
Okay, let's go with that.
So Larry Falk is 3,610 yards.
That's a lot of yards.
33 touchdowns and only 6 picks.
Ooh.
The Colorado quarterback, LaFollieu,
jeez,
has 1,535 yards.
Okay.
So half the yardage, less than half the yardage, only 10 touchdowns and 3 picks.
Okay.
So the quarterback play is what's going to have some separation here.
All right.
Larry Falk.
Larry Falk against the
Here, how would you pronounce that?
Wow. Liafu.
That's what I said.
I don't know. I'm sure I'm wrong.
So, yeah, it's going to be quarterback play.
Okay, sure. So you got Washington State. I've got Colorado. The last game, OU Sooners against West Virginia.
Ooh.
OU's ranked 9th. Now, OU obviously lost to Ohio State early. They lost to Houston and then Ohio State. And then I don't think they've lost yet since then. I think
they've lost the two early games, and then they've gone this whole time with
it. Right, and there's really no shame in losing to Ohio State.
No.
There's really no shame in losing to Houston. The way that they lost to them was, I mean, they should beat Houston.
They should have beaten Houston.
But Houston's not like a total scrub either.
Right.
So OU could be really good. West Virginia is ranked 14th. It's at West Virginia. That's a long way from Oklahoma. You know, although the people in Oklahoma and West Virginia are, I think, pretty similar. I think they're a similar type of person. You know, kind of country, you know, a little.
You calling them dumb?
I did not say that. Not dumb. You know, they're red states.
They're educationally challenged.
I will not say that.
Well, I mean, that's what you're inferring.
That's not what I'm inferring. I'm just, it's the country. It's you know, not even
country
the country.
Folk.
It's country folk. Sure. Okay. So, who do you got? OU.
When they refer to their relatives as kin.
Kin, yeah. Next of kin, stuff like that.
I mean, if you've got, if you say, yeah, he's my kin.
Are the kin folk coming over? Stuff like that. You hear a lot of that.
Boy, John Meadows is not going to be happy about this one.
You know, I don't think we're speaking that disparaging. I like West Virginia. I'm pro West Virginia.
Yeah, now that you remember that John is from West Virginia.
I was fully aware. That's why I was tiptoeing. That being said,
because you would just like lay it out.
Oh yeah, I would lay into them. Big time. Big time. No.
What's the joke that like during the Civil War?
Yeah.
How's that go?
Now you're calling people, you know
what,
dumb. The joke is, what did they do in Virginia when the West Virginians threw grenades over the border? They pulled the pin and threw them back. So that's the joke. The other joke,
which is a hilarious joke.
The other joke is, did you know that the toothbrush was invented in West Virginia?
I've heard this one.
Because if it was invented anywhere else, it would have been called the teeth brush.
But we know that isn't true because they don't even brush their teeth now.
Oh, they're not British. Come on. All right. So OU versus West Virginia. The Sooners against the Mountaineers. Who you got? It's at West Virginia. That's a tough place to play.
It is. I'm going to go OU.
You're going OU?
Yeah.
I think it's been a while since they burned couches in West Virginia, and I'd like them to burn couches this week. Just because West Virginia is the home team, and I don't know anything about OU, I certainly don't trust Bob Stoops. Like, this is a big game. It doesn't make me, like, you know, convinced that they're going to win because it's Bob Stoops. So I'm going to take West Virginia and maybe get a little bit of separation from me this week. So if I get all of mine right, then next week I'll be 17-11, and you'll be 19-9.
Maybe.
So,
or maybe. I could run the table.
If you run the table, I'm in trouble because the season is coming to an end.
Yes.
So,
although bowl season, are we going to end it at the season and then have a new bowl prediction? Or are we going to include the bowl predictions in our regular season?
That's a good question, because obviously there'll be a lot of ranked against
ranked
opponents.
Well, the bowl games, you'd think that almost all, not all of them be ranked, but...
Well, there's 75 bowl games now, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Wow, that's a good one. It'll be tough, too.
Let's end the season and say the regular season winner is Jason.
All right. Okay.
And then the bowl season winner is Jason.
Dan.
No.
Okay, so that's that. Now, speaking of college football, yesterday they came out with... Now, this weekend was a crazy weekend in college football. I picked the Washington upset, but I would not have predicted that Clemson was going to lose... Michigan would lose, and Washington. I mean, like, for all three of those games to happen on the same Saturday is nuts. You kind of felt like somebody was going to get upset, but so I was very surprised about that. So the college football playoff rankings came out this week, and according to them, right now where they're sitting at, you've got Alabama 1, Ohio State 2, Clemson, Michigan 3, and Clemson 4.
Right.
So those would be the four teams in now. Obviously, that won't happen. Ohio State and Michigan won't both get in because one of them is going to have two losses by the end of the year because they're going to play each other.
Here's the thing. There's a potential that neither would get in and Penn State would make it.
Yeah. The problem is that Penn State already has two losses, right? So is a two-loss Penn State team who's obviously, I don't care what you say, not as good as Ohio State or Michigan – you know, would a two-loss team like that jump a one-loss team, Ohio State, Michigan, that's been in the top four, you know, for most of the year? I don't think so. I don't see that happening. I think the way that – I think if I'm a Penn State fan right now, what I'm rooting for is for Ohio State to lose to Michigan State and then to beat Michigan.
Yeah, but then Ohio State would drop out of the four. Michigan would drop out of the four.
Yeah.
And Penn State could win out. And be
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If I'm a Penn State fan,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's a potential that Ohio State and Michigan could be both out, and Penn State could be in.
Right, but if
Wisconsin might be able to squeeze in. Wisconsin's number 7 in the polls.
If
they win out and win the Big Ten championship,
yes. Now
here's the thing: there's four Big Ten teams in the top 10.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
There's
Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Penn State.
Now Penn State could lose over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And if that happens, then they're done.
Yeah.
So they have to go undefeated. They have to win convincingly. And I think they need Ohio State or Michigan to lose this week. I know Ohio State's playing Michigan State.
Right.
Who's Michigan played, do you know?
I don't know. I can look it up.
That'd be interesting. because if Michigan lost, and now Michigan's starting quarterback is out, so there's that too. Everybody seems to think that it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, they play Indiana, and they're favored by 23.5.
Indiana could score some points.
It's at Michigan.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No, Michigan's going to win that game.
Well, you would have thought Michigan was going to win last week too, wouldn't you? You would have thought Clemson was going to win. You never know. That's why they play the games.
Iowa's tougher than Indiana.
Okay. I actually don't think Indiana's that bad. I think Indiana's
they're 5-5.
It'll be a high score. I think they'll score some points.
Yeah.
So, to me, that's Penn State's only route in is if Ohio State loses to Michigan State or if Michigan loses to Indiana, which those things aren't likely to happen. So, that's that. Alabama's sitting. I almost feel like Alabama could lose a game and they'd still be fine.
Yeah.
Right.
They could lose a game and still be ranked number one.
Yeah. They could.
Here's the thing. There's no doubt in my mind that Alabama is not just the best team, but they're the best team by a long shot. I mean, even a two-loss Alabama team belongs in the top four.
Mm-hmm.
They just do.
Yeah.
I mean, Alabama is – and that's the thing. They wouldn't have two losses because that's how good they are.
Yeah.
You know, if they slip up 1 week, they could have a loss. But, Bama will be in the top four. I mean, they're almost a lock for the playoff.
I mean, if you're a Washington fan, you just got to be kicking yourself right now. You were right there.
Yeah. No, Washington was in the driver's seat, you know. And honestly, most of these teams, if you win out, you're going to be in the top.
Sure. Yeah.
And I know that's easier said than done, but it's the truth. I mean, that's why I love this four-team playoff is everybody controls their own destiny.
Right.
And you have to win out. There's no more like... Well, we could win out, but we didn't have a great conference schedule or non-conference schedule, and so you know, we might not make it. And
even lower, like if Houston was undefeated right now,
they would be in the top.
They'd be in the top four.
Yeah,
they're not even.
Because they would have beaten Oklahoma and Louisville, right? Yeah. Which you have to have one or two tough games on your schedule. You can't just be, I don't know, like what's a team that would have, you know,
Troy.
Yeah, if Troy went undefeated and you know didn't play anybody, there's no way you could have them ranked. Even like a MAC school, you know, if you're a Bowling Green or Toledo or you know, sometimes those teams will go. You know, maybe one or two losses. Or Western Michigan, I think, is doing really good this year.
Right.
But if you don't have anybody, if you don't have any quality wins, I don't care if you're undefeated or not.
Right. I wonder if they give any, if they consider giving any love to Louisville just because they've got the best player, you know, in football. Their only loss is to Clemson, right?
Yeah, there is something to be said for that because I'm convinced that money drives a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
The reason why Ohio State Michigan.
Conspiracy theory, Jason, is coming out.
It's not a conspiracy theory. I think it's just – it's the truth. Ohio State's going to get the nod over any other school because they bring more money to the table.
Yeah.
Like nationwide, they got more fans and more – I mean, they're the Yankees of college football.
Ohio State?
They've got more fans than anybody. Their graduating class is larger than anybody. I mean, they just are. And Texas is right behind them.
Yeah, Ohio State, Texas, Michigan.
Notre Dame. I mean, these schools bring money to the table with advertising dollars and everything else. And so it's to the NCAA's advantage to have these teams in it.
What would be your final four all-time college football teams? Like, these are the
– it's so tough because –
these are the four, like, iconic college football teams. Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is in there 100%. You know, considering recent years, I think Alabama would have a good case for it.
Yeah, well, they were. I mean, Alabama's been great.
I know, minus Nick Saban, though. I mean, they had a good...
Well, they had Paul Bear Bryant.
That's what I'm saying. They had a good era 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But then they fell off the map for a while.
Yeah.
Like, Michigan has been consistent for years.
Yeah.
Michigan's been really, really good for a long, long time. Recently, Ohio State's been really, really good, and they were really, really good in the 70s.
Yeah.
The 80s, they were not good.
The 90s, they were great.
The 90s, they were great, but they never won anything.
Yeah.
So it's just – it's a difficult – I don't know. I mean, I'm just biased because I would have Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State, and Alabama probably.
I would probably go Notre Dame – Ohio State, Alabama, Oklahoma.
Yeah. I mean,
because Oklahoma in the 50s won like 10 championships in a row or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and they've been good for a very long time, too.
Under Bob Stoops' record, his bowl record is awful.
Yes.
Like,
it is.
5-9 or something.
I mean, if it was just the Bob Stoops era, I wouldn't put him in. But you've got other eras, too. You've got,
I understand.
I want to see a team that has multiple eras of, like, they weren't just good for, like, if you take Florida, for instance. You know, Florida, I think they were okay, like, back in the 60s and the 70s. I think they were fine. Yeah. But then, like, the Spurrier Urban era, they were great. And that's – so you can't put Florida in there.
Right.
You know, the Alabama, you've got Paul Bear Bryant era. You've got others, too, right?
Right.
So I think that's why they put in – obviously, Notre Dame, you know, goes without saying.
See, I would have – honestly, I'd have Michigan above Oklahoma.
Yeah. I considered USC, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I completely forgot about them, but – yeah, I think they belong there too. I mean, those are all the same schools that we talk about for everything else.
Right.
I mean, those are things. Now, and I was thinking about this because we were talking about college basketball.
Yeah.
And I was just looking at
Boy, get that stretch out. Jeez.
Oh, man.
That was amazing.
Woo.
Feel better?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Well, I'm so cold and I'm tired. And I just want to snug up in a blanket.
Okay. Snug up in a blanket.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I was looking at the college basketball.
Yeah.
Let me pull that up here.
Right.
Really quick. NCAA basketball. And obviously, nobody ever knows anything about college basketball because, you know, the best players always go to the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, they're one and done.
Yeah.
You learn these players' names for 1 year, and then they're gone. And there's a whole new batch of players coming up. And so, you know, just trying to do a little bit of research, just like, you know, who's good this year, who's not good this year. It's the same freaking teams as always.
Yeah.
It's Duke and North Carolina and Kansas and Kentucky and Michigan State. And it's like these are the same teams every single year, you know. And those are the same teams that you would put you know, in contrast to the college football, it's always the same football teams. It's Alabama and Oklahoma and Ohio State and Michigan and Notre Dame, not recently, but historically, you know. And these are the same college basketball teams. I mean, Kentucky's always good.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. Michigan State, I mean, more recent years, but they've always been
from
good.
From a preseason
North Carolina, they're always good. Duke, they're always good. Kansas, they're always good.
I don't care who you are. I don't get the foremost expert. Who do you think's the most expert college basketball analyst today?
Gosh, I don't know.
Like,
who's the guy on
Jay
CBS?
Jay Billis. I don't know.
Yeah, I like Jay Billis. Who's the guy on CBS?
Seth Meyers. Nope, not Seth Meyers.
No.
Seth something, though.
Yeah, it's Seth so-and-so.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty good. I think he's knowledgeable. When I hear him talk, I'm like, yeah, okay, he makes a lot of sense.
Right. Well, whoever you pick, whoever knows the most, Fran Fraschilla, I don't care who you pick.
Yeah.
Nobody has any idea who's good this year. I don't care. Like, nobody does. Like, it's going to take a month before everybody steps back and realizes, okay, Michigan State's not as good as we thought, or Kentucky's not as good as we thought, or, oh, North Carolina's better than we thought.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
You're still talking about those same 10 teams.
Yeah,
there
because
are 10 teams
if
are
you're making a
good.
Preseason poll, you're going to put those teams in there, and there's a good chance, you know, like, oh, let's throw in Arizona. And, you know, I mean, that's what you're going to do. And then, you know, they'll play themselves out of it. It's ridiculous. Because I was doing the same thing. Something similar. I was like, you know, college basketball yesterday, as of when we're recording this, did their big kickoff thing that they do every year.
The 24-hour.
I don't know. It started like – it's an ESPN thing. It started like maybe 10 years ago. And they play basketball straight for 24 hours. And so yesterday I pulled up ESPN's page, and they had a link for the top 100 players in college basketball this year.
Top 100 players. Did you recognize any of them?
I recognized number one was Grayson Allen from Duke. I recognized him.
Yes.
And then Jashaun Tate? He plays for Ohio State. That's my team. Is it Jashaun? Trayshawn?
Deshaun.
Deshaun? Deshaun. Maybe
is it Deshaun?
I think so.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Key and Peele skit. You know that one?
Yes. Librarius Booker.
Dolphin sounds.
If you've never seen that, you got to go look that up.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was like the north-south or east-west, you know, college football game. I don't remember what it was. My favorite – they've done a couple of now of them. But my favorite was like it's just this guy. It's just Key and Peele going back and forth.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it was the real NFL player, DeBrickashaw Ferguson. Which sounds as made up as any of them.
My favorite is Librarius Booker.
Librarius Booker is pretty good. And then it ends
and
with
made up schools.
It ends with Dan Smith, BYU.
Yeah.
That's funny. Oh my gosh, that's pretty funny. Anyway, I noticed Grayson Allen and Tate, and that was it.
Two guys off of 100.
Off of 100.
Two guys.
Yeah, and I mean, most of them are sophomores and freshmen.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you'll get your random like this is a senior from Davidson. That
or
we think
or
is
even
really
a
good.
Senior from a place like Syracuse.
Right.
It's like he's been around. He's a solid player.
Let's just throw him in there.
Yeah.
He's, you know, like we don't know.
He's a fifth-year senior at Syracuse.
Yeah. How does anybody know? I mean, if you're coming from high school, you don't – I mean, you could be great because every year there are, like, freshman players that are amazing. But you just don't know. So
there was a Kentucky freshman last night made 7 three-pointers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't know his name. I have to look. It's Milak Monk. Never heard of him.
I like that. Monk?
Monk. M-O-N-K.
Oh, I like – that's a good – I don't think we've had a great Monk. No.
Art Monk.
Yeah.
I mean, different sport.
Different sport.
But
– that's a pretty great name.
I wonder if it's a son.
What if
– Could be.
What if Art Monk and Irving Fryer played on the same team? You'd have a Monk and a Fryer. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
They played in the same era. Could have happened.
Yeah.
Seems like a big oversight.
Why wasn't there jokes made about that?
Monk and Fryer. I mean, that's perfect.
Well, they maybe have been on an all-star team together.
Well, okay. So Irving Fryer played for the Dolphins, I think. Does that sound right?
I was thinking Eagles.
Yo, maybe you're right. Maybe it was Eagles.
And then Redskins, Art Monk.
And Redskins. So they would have been on the same
division.
I'll bet they've been on a team together at some point. That's pretty great. I'm trying to think of like what quarterback could be throwing to them, you know. That would be perfect, but I don't know. My mind has stopped at Monk and Fryer. So that's the long way of saying you will get no expert analysis about college basketball from us yet.
No.
But it's coming.
After college football, we'll be hot and heavy on college basketball.
Well, I think after Thanksgiving is when I start, like,
well, we'll be watching. In the bowl season for college football.
The kind of in between, though, like, college basketball kind of takes over for a little bit when the regular season of the football ends,
yeah.
And we're waiting for the good bowls to happen.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
So that's when I'm like, okay, let's.
You're
let's
also
start
in
watching.
The heart of, like, the important games for the NFL.
Yeah, but that only happens once a week, and I'm kind of done with the NFL. Can I tell you that, like, I love Bobby Knight so much.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what the game is. If Bobby Knight is calling it, he's fascinating to me. He's so good. So, all right. So,
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know. I was just thinking about college basketball, watching it on TV, and how much I love it when Bobby Knight is doing the color analysis.
Okay.
If you could throw Bobby Knight and Jay Billis together, that's fun, too, because they have fun with each other. All right. So, last week we did promise. We're at the 35-minute mark. We tried to shoot for an hour.
Yeah.
Last week we promised we're going to do a draft.
Are you going to get to the streak to the cash?
Yeah, we've got two more things to talk about really quickly before
bust it out really quick.
Before we get. First of all, let's ESPN streak for the cash.
Yes.
I was trying to build up a good streak yesterday because there were so much college basketball games, and they were doing, like, weird picks. Like, will the first made shot be a two-pointer or a three-pointer in this game?
I'm right.
Like, two-pointer.
Two-pointer.
You know, like, who will score 10 points first? You know, like, weird stuff like that.
Right.
You know? So I built up, like, by noon I had a 4-game winning streak just in yesterday alone. And then I think I ended the game with, like, a 2 or 3-game losing streak.
Yeah.
You know?
Today,
so,
you're L2.
L2. Yeah. Jeez.
I'm L1.
And at one point yesterday I was W4.
Yeah.
So.
And I would like to point out my wife is winning the whole thing.
She's got
seven wins.
And she's sitting right there.
She is sitting. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm only picking things I know 100% is going to happen.
Well, there are a couple of good ones yesterday she could have picked that were pretty simple.
It's not 100%.
Like, one of them was like, will a dunk be the first shot made in the second half? I'm like,
probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Like, what are the chances, you know?
But, I mean, it's not a guarantee.
Yeah. None of it's a guarantee. John Meadows texted me this morning.
There was actually one guarantee. Did you see the free win?
What was that? No, I didn't.
No, it was an option like 2 or 3 days ago.
Really?
It says, pick this for a free win, and then the no said, pick this if you want a loss.
Really?
That's all it said. Like, it was a guaranteed win.
I missed it.
That's what took my wife from 6 games to 7 games.
There's no more of a lock than that.
No, it was 100%.
John texted me this morning and he said he's no longer picking college basketball games.
It just started.
I mean, we've been doing this. Our group has been doing this for, you know, a couple months now.
Yeah.
How does anybody get to 30? How does it – I don't know how that happens.
I mean, the highest in our group here has been 9.
9. Nobody's gotten to double digits.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just – you think by accident somebody would.
So my wife's on top of the leaderboard as we speak. Shoeless Joe's number 2.
Yeah.
With 2 wins.
2 wins.
I mean, that's number 2.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, actually, he's tied with number 2 and number 3.
Yeah.
Did you see Buckeye Boy 05?
Yeah. Do we know who that is?
Yeah, it's Harrison.
Oh, that's funny. I was like, Buckeye Boy
05. It's my 8-year-old son, Harrison.
He's guaranteed. He'll have like a 20-game winning streak. There's
probably.
No doubt in my mind.
Well, he was all excited. You're supposed to be 18 years old to play. because he hears Shelby and I talk about
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah.
And he's like, Daddy, can I just get the streak thing? And I'm like, yeah, let me look at it. Like okay, let me look at it. And I actually took his tablet and I logged it in. I said, okay, you were born in 1990. You know, so I said, if you ever win, I said, I'm going to have to log in as me to try to claim, you know.
I guarantee you he's going to win and you won't get the money. There's no doubt about it.
Hopefully,
that's going to happen.
Hopefully nobody from ESPN is listening.
That will backfire. And I hope somebody is listening from ESPN.
Well,
it'd be good for the show.
It would be good for the show, but I don't want them to delete Buckeye Boy and have to explain to him.
Buckeye Boy 05. Daddy lied and got you this game, you know.
Yeah, well, he knows. I mean, you know.
He knows you. So Buckeye Boy 05. That solves that mystery because I saw that the other day. I was like, oh, I wonder who that is. Buckeye Boy.
Yeah, it's my son.
That's funny. That is really funny.
He's all jacked up about it. I mean, he's just so excited. So.
Well, I'll guarantee you he's going to be the first to double digits. Now that I know that it's Harrison, I have no doubt.
And he watches. I mean, he pays attention.
He probably pays more attention than any of us.
Yeah.
He's got more free time than any of us.
He certainly does.
All right. It seemed like there's maybe another new person on there.
There is. Well, I think some people are changing their names. There's one person right now called Philly Cheese.
Philly Cheese?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, well, he's second to last with L2.
Oh, boy.
There's a Jeremy G.
Yeah, well, Jeremy G's been on there for a while, but I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Court Jester, do we know who that is?
Yeah, he's been on there for a while.
Yeah, Jay Will.
I know who that is. It's okay. Jay Williams.
Calkins.
We still don't know who Calkins is.
There's a handful of people on there. We don't know who you are.
Yeah.
Like, text the show and just let us know.
Could you please text the show? Mark Cuban.
Just anybody.
I think Mark Cuban is Calkins.
He could be. Maybe he's Philly Cheese.
Does he have any Philadelphia roots? Maybe he's
like incognito.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's he like doesn't want to come. Thing. Yeah. We he doesn't want to be Dallas Star.
Listen, Mark, contact the show. We won't let anybody know. Like, if you want to stay incognito,
we'll
keep it on the DL. So there's the
not disabled list.
No.
No.
That's Dirk Nowitzki's on that. I don't know. So that's the ESPN streak for the cash. The last thing I want to talk about before we did our draft is the big news. I think probably the biggest thing in sports happening right now, kind of the big juiciest story, is the fact that Tony Romo is now a backup quarterback.
Yes.
I mean, it's official. They've said what we all have been thinking for a while. They tried to pretend that he wasn't hurt for a while. I mean, let's face it. If Dak Prescott wasn't playing well and the Cowboys were in contention, they'd have put Romo in probably 2 games ago.
Yeah.
But they kept on saying, no, he's injured. So Romo makes the speech yesterday, you know, says he's taking his position. They've officially put Dak as the starter, yada, yada, yada. So here's my question. How much rope do you give Dak Prescott? What if he loses the next 3 games and doesn't look good? How long do you wait before you put in Tony Romo?
There's no formula for that. There's no 100% if this happens, but if you lose 3 in a row, I think you have to go Romo.
Right.
You know, I don't know where that number is. It's impossible to know. Because what if he looks good but loses 3 in a row?
Yeah, they're like real tight games. The defense gave up.
Or what if he looks really, really, really bad but the defense wins 3 games?
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
I know.
It's. As long as they're winning as a team,
mm-hmm.
you got to play Prescott.
Yeah, I think so.
You have to. I don't see – you know, Elliott's been the star of that team.
Yeah, he's been a beast.
Just – they're talking about him possibly MVP of the league.
He might be. You know, and I'll tell you what. We watched him at Ohio State, obviously, so we've seen Zeke a lot.
For a couple of years, and we've known he's been very, very good, but I didn't think he was going to be this good on the NFL level.
Yeah, it'd be hard to predict that. But here's – I always felt like they never ran him enough. At Ohio State. And I was like, why are you not – when they lost their game last year that they lost, it happened because they weren't running him.
Right.
Which
it's still – it's the thing I hate. I hate the read option.
Yeah.
Because I just – he's a downhill runner.
Yeah.
Give him the ball and let him go.
Our offensive line with him running, we were unstoppable.
Yeah.
Absolutely unstoppable. But here's the thing I always notice about Elliott. He always got stronger –
the more carries he got.
The more it was just like if you just keep giving it to him, he's gonna like eventually he's gonna break off a 60-yard run. It's just gonna happen.
I feel like Peterson was like that too.
Uh-huh.
Like you just give him the ball 30-40 times a game.
And that's what Zeke always does when he stands up, does the feed me thing, you know. Because
he started that.
I don't know.
They're like eating a bowl of cereal or you know.
Yeah. Listen, I would feed him. I would now from their perspective, you know, the NFL season's a lot longer, you get a lot more beat up, but he doesn't look like a college player in the NFL. He looks like a legitimate – he's the best running back in the league right now, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I also have him on my fantasy team.
I know. Yeah, we've covered this. You're excited.
I'm winning my games.
Yeah,
right. I'm winning my division in fantasy football, mm-hmm. which it's – you know, if I win my division, I get $100.
Yeah.
If I am the point leader, I get another $100.
Yeah.
And then if I win the whole league, I get another $100.
Right.
And all those things are possible right now for me.
Right.
I could win $300 off fantasy football this year.
Yes.
I'd be happy with that.
Yeah. Maybe we can move into a new studio.
get some heat.
Turn the heat on.
Maybe a little space heater. We don't have to heat the whole building.
I am gonna get a space heater for the Lower Road Radio Studios.
It's got to be quiet because you can't have the fan in the back.
It's those quartz heaters that you can't even hear.
Oh yeah.
They don't they're not hot.
Do they even
touch.
Work?
They work really well, and they also have a thermostat on them, so they don't drain too much power.
I know Dad has one.
Excuse me for being frugal.
I just know that, at Dad's house, when he turns his on, it doesn't even feel like it's on.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't have any other heat as in his entire house.
Dad's house right now is the only thing colder than this studio.
Yeah, you can hear the wind coming in to Dad's. Yeah. So that's not a good test.
Okay.
Those things work well. So I'm going to get one for the Lower Road Radio Studios, and then we'll be able to set it up. It'll be just fine. It'll space heater. It'll work just perfect.
Okay.
You know, we don't need to heat the entire world. You know, just
no.
For
just
the
this
of
room would be. I'd be fine with heating this room.
You are a weirdo because you. If this was the summertime,
oh, I would love it. I'd be in shorts
this,
and a t-shirt.
Yeah, you'd be shorts and a t-shirt in this, and you just would think it's like the greatest thing ever.
Honestly, what's happened to me is I've been in Oklahoma too long.
Oh, yeah.
I really do. Like, I've adapted to Oklahoma weather, which is hot and gross.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so now I'm back in Ohio, which I should be loving this temperature.
Yeah.
I'm like shivering. My bones are cold.
And I was in Montana before here, so I'm
you have the opposite.
Fully acclimated to the cold weather.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, there you go. So let's get to – we've got about 15 minutes, give or take, to get to our big draft. We haven't done a draft in – it's been a long time since we've done this kind of thing. So here's what we said. We said last week my Netflix suggestion of the week was I Am Your Father, which is a documentary about the guy that played Darth Vader. And in that documentary, they made the statement that Darth Vader is the greatest villain of all time. And I was like – really? The greatest villain of all time, huh? And I was just curious, you know, about that. And it started me thinking, and I thought, well, why don't we do a draft? And we'll do a top five draft. We each get one pick, and we'll draft the top villains of all time. Speaking of Netflix, really quickly.
Yeah.
My wife and I have fallen into a show hole. Mm. Has that ever happened to you?
No. We keep them coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had it, like, when Battlestar Galactica ended for us.
Yeah.
Like, it was a dark day. You know, well, when what's the other one that, Stargate.
Yeah.
Stargate Atlantis and Stargate SG-1. When we were done with those, it was a dark day.
Right.
So.
We haven't watched Stargate SG-1.
It's good.
Yeah.
There's 10,
I started
15
watching
seasons
it.
Of it.
I couldn't get into it.
Well, I'll tell you the show that we're on right now.
Okay.
And it's not, it's not on Netflix, but it's on the MTV app. So you have to log in with
Shannara?
Your stuff. No. Oh. It's called Are You the One? And it's a fascinating show. I mean, it's total garbage.
Okay.
But what they do is they take 10 girls and 10 guys. They put them together. And they've done like the eHarmony type of crap.
Yeah.
And they match. There's 10 perfect matches for these 10 couples.
Right.
Who can't find a couple in real life.
Right.
Like, their relationships are garbage in real life.
Supposedly.
And they piece these 10 people together.
Okay.
And so it's 10 weeks. And each week, they try to match up with one other person.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get all 10 correct, they share $1 million.
Wow.
Between all of them.
Wow.
Which is like 50 grand each.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of money.
Sure.
But if they get all 10 wrong, which is called like a blackout, they lose $250,000 as a group.
Like, they have to pay money?
No. Off that $1 million.
Oh.
So like the episode we just watched last night, the prize went from $1 million to $750,000.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, well, those are high stakes.
No. The payout went from $1 million to $750,000.
Because
they got a blackout. There was no possible connections with the end of the thing. And so it's kind of like this mystery thing. Like, you're watching and trying to figure it out, and you know who they're picking, and they show you just how many they got right, not necessarily who they got right.
Right.
And so we've already watched 3 seasons of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're on season 4 right now.
Jeez.
And we've been like staying up to midnight watching it. So
doesn't sound like my kind of show.
You wouldn't think so.
No, I'm pretty sure.
No,
I'm pretty sure I wouldn't like it.
It's fascinating. I love it.
Well, we just
it's complete garbage. I mean, they're drinking and sleeping to get and you know
right. But yeah, probably not my cup of tea. We had been watching Elementary, which is the American version of Sherlock, and we liked it. We got through 4 seasons of it, and now we're done. It's over. There's no more episodes for us to watch. There's a season happening now, but we can't watch that one. So.
Right.
Anyway, so please let me know. We tried 2 shows. One was called Luther, which is like a BBC kind of murder mystery thing.
Yeah.
It's too dark for us.
Okay.
And there was like a guy. It was too dark. Really well done, though.
Yeah.
The guy's name is Idris Elba, who's the main actor. He's been rumored to be the next 007.
Okay.
He'd be the first black 007. Mm. He's a good actor. But we didn't watch that show. And then we tried the show White Collar last night.
Never heard of it.
It's got Kelly Kapowski in it. So, you know. Actually, my wife and I almost slept on the couch last night because she was like, we got to find a new show. What about this one? It's got like 7 seasons. It can't be bad if it has 7 seasons.
First of all, that's the wrong.
Yeah, I know.
There's plenty of things.
There's lots of things. So like, okay, we'll try it. So we turn it on and I'm looking at the the IMDb list of it. And I was like, oh, this might be good. It's got Kelly Kapowski in it, you know? And she was like, oh, that's probably not good. I'm like, you shut up. Kelly Kapowski is an American treasure. and she kind of gave me a look, you know? And I'm like, you're going to tell me you didn't have a crush on Zach, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, I was more of a Slater girl. So I'm in a show hole. But anyway, so back to our draft. So top 10 villains, we're going to pick one each. We'll have 5.
Okay,
each.
We need a little bit more groundwork on this because, guidelines.
Okay, we've got 10 minutes.
Well, here's my thought.
Okay.
As I was doing my research last night on villains,
there
are villains that are like evil, there are villains that are like cunning and like manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just across the board. I want to narrow it to say like if you are trying to do this or if you want to, you know what I'm saying?
I like it broader. Why don't we just call it best villains? Just
we could.
Best villains.
I don't know. I just feel like there's no clear winner at that point.
The audience will decide who wins. It's your, because if you start going into like if they're in a fight, like who's gonna win, you know, I don't know.
Well, that's what I was talking about. Like, yeah, straight up fight, that's one thing. You know, straight up like evil to the core, that's something different.
Yeah, because if like Darth Vader gets in a fight, like a fist fight with Moriarty, Darth Vader's gonna win. You know.
Yeah.
But maybe you think Moriarty's a better villain. Like, it's like well crafted, you know?
Yes.
Like, is there character behind them, you know?
Because my other thought would be this. Okay, so, like, you and I both have daughters.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a top villain list, people we would not want our daughters to date.
Rob Gronkowski.
He'd be your number one villain.
He'd be number one.
That's funny. I don't know. Okay, you just want to keep it very broad.
Listen, I just want to keep it broad. Whatever you think, best villains.
Okay.
Favorite villains, however you want to put it.
So, do we need to flip a coin?
We need to flip a coin.
Hold on.
You're always tails, I'm always heads.
Tails never fails.
And now we're in the same location.
This is the first coin flip that we've been in the same location.
Yeah, this means you can't lie to me like you have in the past.
I could. Okay, you ready?
Yeah. Are you going to catch it and flip it or are you going to
let it
land?
Hit the table.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, I'm watching.
So, I got tails?
Tails, I have heads. You jerk.
Tails.
You jerk.
Okay, it was heads.
All right, it's heads. So I get to go first?
This is, I like flipping coins in a different location.
Yes, that was great. Oh my gosh, that was so great.
Well, first of all, I flipped a nickel.
Uh-huh.
Normally I flip a quarter.
It's hard to flip a nickel.
It's heavy. Look at it. Look how thick that is.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
I like that. I like the way that sounds, flip a nickel.
Flip a nickel.
It's got a good ring to it. All right, so I get the number one villain. There are so many on here that I want. Of course, we are both looking on a long list online of villains. Everything that I've said about it so far, I still, if I didn't get Darth Vader with the number one pick, I'd feel bad about it. You know, I want Darth Vader on my list, so I'm going to take Darth Vader.
Okay. I knew you were going to do that.
Right.
I knew it. So I think what I have to do is pick the Emperor.
Okay, Palpatine?
Yeah, because this. We're both Star Wars geeks.
We are.
And I'm not ashamed of that. Darth Vader tells Luke, together we can defeat him.
Yes.
The Emperor is far more powerful than Darth Vader. Far more evil. He's the boss. He's Darth Vader's boss.
See, this is where we get into our definition of best villain, you know, and why
he's more evil.
I like Darth Vader more powerful. Better.
Darth Vader is almost a hero because he's Anakin Skywalker. Mm-hmm. He's you know, the chosen one.
Yes.
You know, from the prophecy.
Right.
Right?
So,
and he has a couple bad years, but then he's redeemed at the end.
But the ultimate, like from a Lord of the Rings standpoint, I like Saruman better than Sauron as a villain. Because there's more he has more character. Like, you know what I mean? Sauron's just this eye. You know what I mean? Like, he's not a, like, yeah. I have no feel for his personality, you know?
Pretty bad.
You know, I mean, he's a really bad dude, of course.
He had 9 rings crafted for the race of men.
No, he didn't.
Whatever. I enjoy Lord of the Rings. I don't know it nearly as well as you do.
Yeah. All right.
So I think...
All right, so you have Palpatine.
The Emperor. Don't call him Palpatine, because it's not Senator Palpatine. He's the evil Emperor.
Okay, the evil Emperor.
Yes.
All right, evil Emperor.
All right. Darth Vader's boss.
Darth Vader's boss. All
far right. more darker, far more evil.
You know, I'm okay with that, because I think Darth Vader's a better villain. I just love the way he looks. His the way, like, the breathing is so great. James Earl Jones's voice.
Yeah, I know. I totally get it.
But I like a tortured villain too.
I do too. I would almost put him in a hero category. Yeah. He just had a couple bad years. I mean, he was a kid hero.
He killed the younglings. All right, he's not a good guy.
That's what he did during his couple bad years.
All right, so I get the next pick. Oh, man, I feel good about this. I feel really good about this.
I had to go Emperor to offset your Darth Vader.
Okay.
Because I think I win on that.
Okay.
I left one out there for you that I think you have to take.
Really? So you feel like there's one on the list like I have to take right now?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Because I think the one that I'm going to take is quite a bit down the list. I don't think you're thinking about it, but he's the one that I really want, all right?
There's one I really want, too. But I don't think you'll take him.
Oh, boy. The one I really want is Jaws.
How's he a villain? He's just a shark. He just does what he does. I mean, he eats things.
Yes, he eats people. That's very villainous.
Yes, but here's the thing. I don't think he has evil intentions.
Oh, no. That's what makes Jaws Jaws, is that he does have evil. There's lots of sharks in the sea that could go on murderous rampages, but he's the one that does. He definitely has
hungry, and maybe there's a shortage of fish.
I think about Jaws every time I swim in water that I can't touch the bottom.
Like even the pool where you could see the bottom.
Yes, I still think about Jaws. He has gotten into my psyche, you know.
The first time we watched Jaws was right before we went to the ocean for the very first time.
Scary.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like a real fear that strikes, because it's like an actual – like Darth Vader's not walking around the corner and going to stick me with a lightsaber. Jaws, however, if I'm swimming in the ocean, that's an actual possibility. We have a mutual friend who was attacked by a shark. Did you know this?
No.
Mike Sayre.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd call him a friend. I mean, I don't know. I know him. I'm not his friend.
Well, we have a mutual person we know. He was attacked by a shark in Hawaii when he was surfing in Hawaii, and he was attacked by a shark. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you should hear him tell the story. It's
next time.
Nuts.
We should interview him.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. Mike.
All right. So,
does he listen to the show?
I'm sure he doesn't. So.
I don't feel so bad about my not being a friend comment then.
All right. So so obviously this look of surprise on your face shows that I did not take the person that you thought.
No, I wasn't going to take Jaws because he's a fish.
He's an evil fish.
He's not an evil fish. He does what fish do.
All right.
He eats other things that are in his ocean. People aren't from the ocean. What do people do in the ocean?
I don't know.
There are other places to swim.
Okay.
You're swimming in his backyard.
I want Jaws. All right.
Okay.
He's mine. All
right. I mean, if someone walked in your house, you'd shoot him with a shotgun, right? You just shoot him. Like, what are you doing to my house? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with Jaws. What are you doing to my water?
Okay.
I don't know.
I think he's a villain.
Okay. Right, I'm gonna go with the Joker from the most recent series.
Really?
Yeah, Dark Knight. Some people just want to see the world burn. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is just flat out crazy.
He's got the Heath Ledger. Evil.
The Heath Ledger Joker.
Heath Ledger Joker.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you've got Joker. I've got Darth Vader and Jaws. You've got Power. I like my list. I mean, Joker's good. I know, don't get me wrong.
He's better than Jaws?
Doesn't he stab that dude with a pen? Like in that
yeah,
one?
No, he puts a pencil on the table.
Yeah.
He goes, let me show you a magic trick. And he make the pencil disappear, and he slams the head on the pencil,
right,
and the pencil goes up through his skull.
Yeah.
The dude's crazy. He's pretty insane.
That's a solid pick. My pick number three is I'm going to take Moriarty.
Okay, see, I knew you were going to do that too because I love Moriarty. Are you thinking from Sherlock series?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I mean, just like clap because like even from the books, you know, yeah, just Moriarty, I mean, the character.
Did you watch the Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock stuff?
Yeah, I did.
I don't like him as well in that.
Yeah.
I like him so much better in the Sherlock series.
He's very good.
Very good.
In Elementary? Yeah. You're not going to watch Elementary, right?
No, I will eventually.
Okay, then I won't tell you.
Okay.
It's like a huge twist.
Why'd you even say that? Now I'm expecting a twist and I'll see it before it comes.
I don't know.
I almost always see the twist.
Whatever. That's
especially if you know there's a twist coming.
That's something that everybody says. It's like everybody says, like, I'm a really good judge of character. Like, I'm really good with first. Have you ever met anybody in your life that didn't think they were really good with first impressions? Like, no, I've never met anybody ever that said, I'm a really bad judge of character on first impressions.
No, I think some people are for sure.
Yeah, but
I think
but nobody thinks they are. Everybody thinks that they can.
Well, some people might not have an opinion about it. Not everybody thinks, man, I am a really good.
I think everybody's like, everybody thinks they're like, no, I have a pretty good feel for people. Like, I think everybody thinks that.
Well, I know I do.
No, well, okay. All right, so I've got Darth Vader, Jaws, and Moriarty. I love my list.
Okay,
right.
I'm going to go Hannibal Lecter.
Okay.
Because not only will he kill you, he's going to eat you. I mean, that's so much more evil than Jaws.
Jaws will eat you?
Yeah, but he's a fish. Human eating another human.
Okay.
And even in the one movie, he ate the one guy like alive. Mm-hmm. Like he took his skull off and ate part of his brain, fried it up. I mean, just pure evil.
Okay. All right. So you've got Hannibal Lecter. Certainly evil, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Pure evil.
Not on my list. I don't know that I've seen that movie, so maybe that's part of it. I don't know. All right. Next on my list of villains. I was just looking at somebody. Who do I want to take next? Oh, man, there's so many people. You know, like you said, we're both such Star Wars fans. You could do a
Star Wars villain
draft. Yeah, you could just do a Star Wars villain draft because there's, you know, you could go Jabba the Hutt. You could go
Darth Maul.
Yeah, there's lots of good Star Wars villains, but, you know, I don't want to do. All right, so this is a little off book, okay? But I think that this guy is a very good villain, okay? Lots O'Huggin' Bear from Toy Story 3.
Okay.
Do you remember him?
Yeah. I cried during Toy Story 3.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It's very emotional. He scares me. Like he's this like happy guy that's running this community, and all of a sudden when he turns evil, it's like, whoa! Like I grabbed my kids not to protect them, but to have them protect
to shield.
Me. Yes,
use them as a shield.
Yeah, like and then like I'll walk into my kids' room in the middle of the night and see like a little stuffed bear. You know what I mean? It's like head like turned sideways.
Kick it under the bed.
Yeah, like that's an actual fear of mine. So I think he's a very well Pixar. Okay. I think they're the best storytellers.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And he's a great villain. So okay. I'm going Lotso Huggin' Bear.
That's I would not have picked him.
I thought so.
So you can have him, I guess.
You're gonna go Dark Helmet from Spaceballs.
Does Star-Lord count?
Star-Lord.
Legendary Outlaw.
No, he's not a villain.
Well, it depends who you talk to. If you talk to the people of the planet,
that'd be like saying Robin Hood is a villain. You know what I mean?
To the Sheriff of Nottingham, he is. To the law,
yeah,
he's a lawbreaker.
Okay,
well, but I'm not gonna go Robin Hood.
You can pick whatever you want.
No, I'm not gonna go him.
Okay,
I'm gonna go Loki.
Loki's pretty good.
I love Loki.
Yeah,
and I love it when the hero is like sometimes you can't tell if he's good or evil. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes it's like he's kind of dancing that line a little bit. But yeah, I'm a huge Loki fan. Love Loki.
Okay. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Oh man, there's so many more here.
What are we on?
This is it. This is our last pick. I know.
This went really, really quick.
I know. I think we could have both picked 10 easily. Easily. There's so many good ones. Now I will say, just as a honorable mentions before I pick my final one.
Well, are you going to give honorable mentions before? Let's do that after, because you might mention one of mine.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Okay. Oh, my gosh. It's so hard. I was basically just buying time because I didn't want to pick my last one yet. All right. Now, there are some obvious ones out there, but if I have to pick a final one, I'm probably... Oh, man, so hard. I'll probably go with... I'll probably go with Saruman, from Lord of the Rings, because I'm a big Lord of the Rings fan. Okay. I really love that, so I'm gonna go Saruman.
Okay. I'm liking my list way more than your list. It's not even close.
I like my list a lot better than your list.
Okay, so who's the best hero of all time?
Superman.
So I'm gonna go General Zod, because he's basically the evil Superman.
Okay. No Lex Luthor.
No, I love Lex Luthor, but. General Zod is basically Superman evil.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
There's other ones. So, honorable mentions.
Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil. I love Dr. Evil.
Right.
I
thought, now, one of the things on the list that I was reading had the Borg Queen from Star Trek. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was like from. I just think the
Nemesis.
Borg. I don't think you can pick the Borg Queen. I just think you,
the Borg as a collective.
As a collective.
Yeah.
Is, I think. I almost wished I would have picked them now in hindsight. The Borg is a really good. Because they're like completely soulless. They have no emotion.
Yeah.
They just take over.
It's like AI.
Yeah. Right.
Which AI is.
You will be assimilated.
You could almost use AI. As a villain.
Mm. Just like iRobot kind of a thing.
Like any, like artificial intelligence as a whole, because it applies across
the board. It's cold reasoning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like on Stargate Atlantis.
Yeah.
The, what's the, replicators?
Okay.
Right?
I have no idea.
You watched Atlantis.
It's been a while.
Oh my gosh. Honorable mention to Megatron.
Megatron, he's a pretty good villain. King Cobra? From G.I. Joe. It's a pretty good one.
Commander Cobra?
Is that what it is? I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought about... I considered adding video game villains. Like, like the bad guy from Mega Man, Or like Bowser, maybe, as a one. Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Khan, the Wrath of Khan.
Yes.
Was a pretty good one. So those are all pretty
good
ones. What
about Ivan Drago?
Yeah, I should have put Ivan Drago on my list.
He killed Apollo.
He stinking killed Apollo. If I had to do it again, I'd take out Saruman and put in Ivan Drago. I did not consider him.
Yeah, I considered him, but I feel like if you're just doing your job, you shouldn't be considered to be a villain.
If he dies, he dies.
Ivan was just doing his job. He was boxing.
I think
like
you
Jaws.
Could say that just any all of these guys are basically.
The Joker isn't doing his job.
That's it. He's a...
No, he's just a crazy person.
Okay,
Hannibal Lecter's not doing his job. He's a crazy person.
General Zod, he's a general.
Yeah, but he's also a crazy.
You got a little bit of crazy in all of your people.
I do. I like the crazy.
So
to me, crazy is what. Because here's the thing: like, it's not a rational person. It's not a rational thinking.
That scares you more.
The craziness scares me more. It's like at least a rational person. At least I could talk to you. And we could come to terms on something.
Right.
If you have to sit across the table and debate something, I wouldn't want to debate any of those people. There's no reasoning. There's no logic. They're just evil.
Yes. All right. So to review our list, you've got number one, Emperor Palpatine. Number two, Joker. Number three, Hannibal Lecter. Number four, Loki. Number five, General Zod.
Yes.
I've got Darth Vader, Jaws, Moriarty, Lotso Huggenbear, and Saruman. Although I wish I could go back and put in Ivan Drago.
I also thought about Agent Smith.
Agent Smith is pretty good.
Yeah.
I've never seen these movies, but I thought about Chucky just because that's super scary.
Yeah, I'd never seen Chucky.
Yeah. What's the first, like, really scary movie that you remember seeing, like, as a kid at a friend's house? Because we really weren't allowed to watch, like horror movies, like, really scary. But I'm guessing you went to a friend's house and watched a scary movie at one point.
Yeah, I mean, the one that comes to memory is I went to Jesse Miller's house.
Okay.
And I was, like, in seventh grade. So I was older, you know. I mean, wasn't, like, a little kid. But we went to the, like, the movie store. The local like storefront, VHS, whatever. You know, family owned. I mean, they live in the back or something.
Right.
You know, it's not Blockbuster. And there was this weird, like, it wasn't like Tales from the Crypt, but it was like this weird, like, storytelling thing. Uh-huh. And there was like this weird, like, devil leprechaun that, like, came to life and killed people.
Yeah.
And, like, this leprechaun was like some weird pirate. And he would go, what do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? Slit his neck or something. Yeah, I'm dead serious. And, like, I mean, just like.
How much sleep did you get that night?
Well, I sleep pretty good anyways. I just remember watching it like, what is this? It's like evil leprechaun pirate. I mean, just weird.
Have we mentioned on – well, before I say that. So mine was, and Brandon, if you're listening to the show, I'm curious if you were
Ice B.
Ice B. Oh yeah, yeah. I gotta say his nickname, Ice B. If you were if you're listening to the show, I almost think that you had to have been here, but I don't know whose house it was, and you have a better memory for this stuff than I do. I remember watching The People Under the Stairs, maybe in the fifth grade at a, like a birthday party, you know, like an overnight birthday party.
Yeah.
And all I remember is it was super scary, and there were, like, people under the stairs. Their hands were, like, grabbing the legs as people. It was super scary, and yeah.
Well, we had a scary basement, and you had to go down the stairs.
Yeah, that freaked me out for years. Yeah, so.
You know, the other one, now that I'm thinking about it, I was at a house in Green Camp, and it was a birthday party. We're, like, in third grade. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm thinking about it, it's, like, my son's age, eight, you know, Harrison. Okay. And I don't remember what it was, but, like, this guy's head explodes.
Yeah.
Like, brains. And I don't even know if it was a scary – I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
I just remember thinking, like, completely freaked out by it.
I remember the end of Indiana Jones.
When
the dude's face melts.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, I remember closing my eyes for that one. Yeah.
I have a weak stomach for things like that. You know, I don't do well.
Yeah.
I'm scared very easily, as evidenced by my list. I mean, you know, a stuffed bear is on my list of villains.
Yeah, that's true.
He's a pretty good villain, though. All right. Well, the one thing I did want to mention.
Well, I was also thinking about, like cartoon villains, like Gargamel.
Gargamel's pretty good.
I wanted to put him on the list.
Yeah,
because I don't know what he wants to do to the Smurfs. He either wants to eat them, or he wants to turn them into gold or something. Like, it's very confusing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. Who was the one? What was the name of the villain on Inspector Gadget? It was like the metal hand. He always had a cat.
Yeah.
He was always petting the cat.
I don't know.
He was a good villain.
He was a good villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there
was Gargamel the – who was the cat's name?
I have no idea.
Like Asriel?
Yeah, that sounds right. Asriel?
Something like
that. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, Gargamel, though, is trying to kill these Smurfs. I mean, what do those Smurfs ever do?
Yeah, why
do – they sing around la, 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 la. They dance. They sing. They're happy. Yeah.
I don't know.
Except for Grouchy.
Yeah, he's not
Grumpy
happy.
Or whatever.
Grumpy Smurf. So as we close, something that I don't think we've mentioned before, but it's something we've talked about personally, because you talked about watching this movie and I remember, like, having a hard time, you know, going to sleep after I saw scary stuff. Did we ever talk about going on the trip with our grandparents and watching Unsolved Mysteries?
I feel like we mentioned it at one time, but, I don't know if we did.
I don't know. I don't think it was on the podcast. I think we were recently talking about it.
We were just talking about it.
I think we were just talking about it.
Yeah. That freaked me out too. We're in second and third grade?
Yeah.
Something like that.
We're somewhere in Massachusetts, I think.
Yeah, well, we did like an East Coast tour of historical sites.
Right.
So we went to like Plymouth Rock.
It was a lot of driving in the car while our grandpa was smoking a pipe.
He cracked the window.
He cracked the window. So, yeah, I don't want to, do, you know.
I have very fond memories of that.
Yeah, I, to this day, I still love the smell of a pipe.
And I love, I remember we got, Mom bought us like baseball cards.
Yeah.
Like huge boxes of baseball cards.
Right. It was like the Topps 1990 series or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I remember opening packages.
Oh, okay.
But it was like big boxes. And, you know.
And we trade them.
We trade them. I always got the leg up on you.
You got Barry Bonds. I got King Griffey Jr.
Was that it?
Yeah. You were Barry Bonds and okay. I got King Griffey Jr.
I don't remember that. But so anyways, we're doing all these historical sites. You know, Paul Revere, like these old churches, Plymouth Rock,
yeah,
you know, just stuff from, you know, the 1700s. And we're in between places, and we're, like, out in the country.
Yeah.
Like, we're not in town. We're out in the woods somewhere out in the country between two different places. It's 10 o'clock at night. They stop at this hotel that was, like, it's not a normal hotel. It was, like, cottages or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, like, we had our own little cottage, but the place was, like, old and
yeah. A lot of wood panel.
Wood everything. Yeah. And, yeah. like, not even good looking. It was just weird and old.
Kind of dark, not well lit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it had a lot of the, like, before it was cool, like the Edison bulbs, the exposed bulbs that looked really cool. Mm-hmm. Like, it had those in it, but they were, like, the original Edison bulbs.
It was just
or something.
Creepy.
Creepy, yeah. Uh-huh. And the switches and the wall outlets were all weird. Like, our grandpa's in the bathroom and with the door closed. And we walk by, and there's a switch on the hallway wall.
We're just trying to figure out how to turn on all the lights in
this place.
Turn
on the lights, and we flip this switch, and you hear from the bathroom,
All right.
He was in the bathroom. We shut the lights off on
him. Yeah, that was funny.
And it was funny. But, I mean, that set the mood for later that night.
Right. When, inexplicably, we, in this creepy place, decide to watch. No, well, we didn't
first of all,
we.
I was going to say, not we. We didn't decide.
We would have watched the Smurfs or something.
Yeah.
Grandma and Grandpa turned on Unsolved Mysteries.
Which, now, I love Unsolved Mysteries. I watch it.
Yeah, but when you're six,
yeah,
you know, or whatever we were.
First of all, the guy's voice, like when he comes on and starts monologuing that stuff.
And it was, it was about alien abductions.
Yes.
And specifically, it was like this alien like crawled in through this like kid's window and stole him at night.
Yeah.
You know, and that was the whole thing. And I remember, and I did not sleep a wink all night because in our room we had a window that looked exactly like the window on the thing. And I'm in this creepy place and I'm just like covers up to like my chin, you know, like holding on tight, just staring at that window all night.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Yeah, I remember that. Why'd you bring that up?
Because we were talking about watching scary movies for the first time.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Being like a little kid watching that scared, yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, I remember, like, other weird things. Like, we're other – how? What time are we at?
Way past.
Okay. We're at the other grandparents' house. And, like, Alice Through the Looking Glass came on.
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And, like, it was weird. It wasn't
– Really weird.
Really weird. Yeah. And, you know, we were, once again, like, 5-6 years old, maybe.
And there's and you just watch what's on.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like – there's no Netflix. We can't be like, no, we'll watch something else.
You got, like, three choices. NBC, ABC, CBS.
It was like this or Columbo.
It was before Fox, even. Yeah. I mean, you had three choices. Or PBS, which was awful.
At that time, what PBS would be showing, you know, on a random Friday night.
Who knows? Like, Masterpiece Theater.
Yeah,
like,
probably.
Something just awful.
Right. Are You Being Served?
Which is now kind of funny, but at the time, whatever. No, Alice Through the Looking Glass, it was weird and creepy and like just weirded out.
It seems like I may have watched the Michael Jackson Wizard of Oz at their house.
Oh, The Wiz.
Yeah.
No, I can, I remember, I kind of like The Wiz. It didn't freak me out.
Everything freaks me out.
Yeah.
I'm very timid.
Did you like the blue flying monkeys from just Wizard of Oz?
No. They might be on my villain list.
Yeah. Well, the Wicked Witch of the West.
You know, we're very sexist because no women on our list of villains.
Well, I don't know if that's sexist. Maybe we don't mind women villains.
I think it means that we think that they don't have a possibility to be as evil. Like, maybe I should have picked the Queen from Narnia or the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah. I think the women are redeemable. Like, they have a chance to pull through.
Okay, all right. whatever. Okay, so like I said, we're way past time, but had fun doing the draft. So hopefully you enjoyed it. Please write into the show, contact us, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Let us know who won.
805-991 Road. Yeah, let us know. So did you like Jason's villain list better, or did you like my villain list better? Who did we leave out? So on and so forth. We need some interaction. Mark Cuban, we're talking to you. Cubes.
Cubecast.
Cubecast Network. All right. Well, this is Dan Owings signing off for Jason Owings, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.